every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord, and He's over everything. He's above it all, and in Him we live and move and have our being, and He is the only place where you are going to ever know why you are here. And you want to know why you're here in the earth. You don't want to just be existing in this earth and looking to the worlders to try to help you to figure out what you're doing here. Because if you do that, you're going to spend your time in jobs that mean nothing, doing things that don't mean anything, or even worse, doing things that build the world and the world system and destroy everything. They come up against everything that is Christ. So that which is against Christ, that which is against the truth, you'll be aiding and abetting, because that's why they will pay you in that system. That's why they will. That's why they will recompense you. Sorry, because you're part of that system, because you are giving your labors to that. So if you look to the world to define the reason for which you are in the earth, then it's going to tell you, well, you're here to blind out and block out the light, to pervert the truth, to be part of that system, to give your labor and your energy for that window that you're here, to building that, to destroying truth, to being against the risen Christ. And that's the reason in the world that you are here. If you are part of the world and the world system. If you're not, the only place that you are going to get the reason that you are here from is from Christ Jesus. He's the only one that can lead you and direct you. He's the only one that can give you the instruction on your life, because you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a unique individual. You can tell all the way through on every aspect of who you are as an individual. There's no one else in the world that is you. There's no one else in the world that has your fingerprints. There's no one else in the world that has your exact DNA. There's no one else in the world that is you. You have been uniquely and fearfully and wonderfully made. And how will you know the reason and the purpose for which you're put in the earth? Well, you better connect up with the source of life and the one that made you in the first place, so that you can understand the reason that you're here. So that you can understand the reason for which God brought you into this earth at such a time as this, at such a window as this. And you got to know what that is. Because otherwise you're just going to go through your life, and your time and your reason for being here is going to be, you're going to miss it. You don't want to miss what God's doing. You don't want to miss the wave. And here's the thing. Once you are moving with what God has, everything in the world, because it's already been set up to be against Christ, right? That's the system that they pay everybody to be part of. Well, now that it's, because that which is against God is there, it is going to do everything it can to thwart you from moving forward in the things of God. It is going to seek to discourage you. It's going to seek to beam you and to depress you and to knock you out. It's going to seek to give you friends that will take you in another direction. It's going to seek to give you husbands and wives that will clamp your feet to the floor. It is going to seek to surround you with meaningless activities and things that will keep you distracted and away from truth. It is going to do everything that it can to oppose and oppress and destroy the labors of your hands. So you do something that is unto the Lord, and it is going to come right in afterwards. And just because of the sheer nature of the fact that the Spirit of God was on you to do that work, it is going to destroy that, even if it's something good, even if it's something that's helpful, even if it's something that is going to make people's lives better. Why? Because nothing of the light and the truth can be allowed to exist in their system. Now, that being the case, well, here's another part of it too. Things are changing. And as things change, as things shift, as the dynamics shift, as the spiritual octaves shift, as the frequencies change, as the paradigm adjusts, and as we're moving into the next thing, which, by the way, you cannot stop. You can't stop it. Now, just as things are shifting and changing, now things, you know, they're changing. They're moving. They're shifting. They're switching. They're going over. And so if you try to hold on to something in an old paradigm, you're just going to be wiped out. Here's a very basic example. So Kodak used to be this incredible film company, right? They were the world leader in making film. And they had all these kind of things that go into film, into these 24, 36 shot rolls of film. And some of you guys listening out there that are younger, you don't even remember what Kodak was and what they used to do. But Kodak was the market leader. And then here comes digital photography. And initially, digital photography was kind of grainy, and they didn't really put much stock in it. They kept talking about all these great things about film, but it just kept coming. It kept coming, kept coming, kept coming. Today, who has a film camera that they're shooting with? There's a few in existence here and there, but for the bulk of it, everybody's shooting on a digital camera, a digital SLR, a digital on their phones, whatever it may be. But they're shooting tons and tons and tons of digital pictures all the time. Just, it's nothing like it used to be. So it changed. And once that, and they tried desperately to hold on to things. I'm trying to remember which Olympics they sponsored, but didn't matter. Things shifted. Things changed. And as things changed, they became obsolete. Now, they've tried to do some other stuff along the way, but this is just an example of a company and a change within a specific industry. Just so you understand that once something gets put into motion, it doesn't go back. Now, a billion times more would not even be a sufficient multiplier to be able to say what we're already in the middle of, and what we're already in, or I should say the start of, because it's going to continue to escalate. We haven't hit the middle point yet, but it's rising, it's escalating, it's increasing. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So this is the reason that Jesus Christ was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. "For this reason, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So Jesus Christ was manifested. The Word became flesh. So the Word went from the realm of spirit and manifested in the natural world, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I'm saying this so that you get it. I'm saying this so that we get it and that we understand that for this reason, Jesus Christ was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. See, we have been living in and under and in the bondage and in the grips of, as a world, the works of the devil. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Look around you and tell me, have you not seen those works of the devil being manifest around you all the time? In your life, in your paradigm, in your dynamic, in what it is that you've experienced while you've been here in the earth. Yes or no? Okay, so "for this reason the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Now, Jesus Christ is what? The way, the truth, and the life. So the way, the truth, and the life was manifest to destroy the thief who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So to destroy the destroyer. To destroy death. Death was swallowed up in victory. The grave has no hold on us. We transition out and through. So that which was meant for our destruction no longer has a hold on us. That which was meant to choke out the life in us is actually not able to anymore. So, because why? Because greater is the one, greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. The greater power is in us. And we have known, we've wrestled, not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. We've wrestled against those things. We've come into full hand-to-hand exhausting combat. Listen, I used to wrestle back in the day. I used to wrestle in my junior high days. And I was a decent wrestler, undefeated my last year. And but when I wrestled, it was exhausting to go hand to hand with somebody else. You'd have three 3-minute rounds. And by the close of that, if your match lasted for that entire time, it was physically exhausting. May not seem like a lot of time, but you, when you wrestle, you go, it's your entire being is clashed up against another person's entire being, and you are, all of your energies are going into that, and your focus and your energy, and you, and it's hand to hand, in your face, combat. Now, there are rules when you wrestle. There are rules, and Jesus Christ, there are rules and there are dynamics for our engagement in the world. So the name of Jesus trumps everything. The name of Jesus is above everything. So that's part of the rule, is that when the name of Jesus is applied, when the blood of Jesus is applied, demons shudder and run and flee. That in Jesus' name, things change. There are rules. They can't come up and over and past the blood of Jesus because it's over them. Now, you have to engage. If you sit on the sidelines, you're not going to be in the game. If you sit over there waiting for somebody else to do what it is that God put you in the earth to do, what change do you expect to see? God intended for you to be in the game. The moment that He doesn't want you in the game anymore, you will check out of this life. The moment that He doesn't want you to be engaged in the battle, you will go home. And there's so many ways for you to go home. There's so many possibilities and so many ways for you to check out of this life. And God can take you home in a second. But if you're here, the reason and the purpose that you are here for is not to build a sandcastle on the seashore. All right? That is not to be your focus. That is not to be your intention. That is not to have your heart. That is not to be the focus of your volition and your free will. No, the reason and the purpose that you are here, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. For this reason, you have been brought into and made a part of and ingrafted into the vine who is Christ to continue on and to carry on the reason and the purpose that He was manifest, which is destroying the works of the devil. So when you speak the truth, it destroys the works of the devil. When you let the flow of the living God go through you wherever you are and life flows through you, it destroys the works of the devil. When you exist amidst the oppression, it destroys the works of the devil. Your very presence destroys the works of the devil. So praise God for that. Praise God for that, brothers and sisters in Christ. See, when you know who you serve, when you know who is the one that's within you, when you know the one that has made you, fashioned you in His own image and His own likeness, and raised you up unto His purposes, His plans, His intention, when you know the one that loves you, there's nowhere else for you to go. Where else are you going to go? Who else are you going to follow? What else are you going to believe in? You know, right now, it's amazing how many people in the world, all over the place, are trying to stand up saying that they've got the solution. They've got the answer. They are your Messiah. They're the ones that are going to fix it. They're not going to fix anything. They couldn't fix their way out of a paper bag. Couldn't find their way out of a paper bag, let alone fix it. Even if it was on fire, they wouldn't know what to do. But they stand up there because in their own vanity, in their own ignorance, in their own lack of understanding. Listen, unless you have Christ Jesus in your heart overflowing through you, you don't have any life nor a solution, especially in the time that we're in right now. And if you have Christ Jesus, then in humility of heart, you need to start from there and before Him say, Father, where do I go? What do I do? How would you have me to engage? Now, Jesus has promised that He's going to shake everything that can be shaken. The whole thing is going to be shaken. So in the middle of that, don't think that you're going to be saving anything of the world. So many things are going to be broken up. And if you're trying to save things in the world, there may be things that are slated for destruction. And you may have to change your thinking about it. You may have to change the way that you think about the things in the world. Why are you trying to save something that God's intent on destroying? Why are you trying to bring something together that God intends to rip apart at the seams? At the same time, God has a way, even in the midst of things being unleashed, of having a land of Goshen and protecting people. So there's a mystery of things that are going on simultaneously. Even when the plagues were hitting Egypt, God's people that were in Goshen were protected, were watched over, were provided for. Now, if you would refuse to try to be on God's page, and if you would try to arrogantly try to do things your own way, listen, that way, maybe before you might have gotten away with it, that way could get you destroyed right now. As things escalated during the time of Egypt, and it might be worth going back and reading just the plagues of Egypt and what happened during those times. But there were times as they moved forward, even like when Moses would go in before Pharaoh and say, okay, here's the next thing that's on the horizon for you guys. And as those things would happen, people in Pharaoh's court, in a pagan court, when they knew, okay, there's hailstones are going to start coming down and destroying everything that's in the fields, they ran out and got their flocks inside, because they knew, even though they were not Israelites, they knew to fear the truth and what God was doing. They knew to get out of the way of what God was doing. They knew, they said, okay, this, even the magicians who started off by trying to replicate and they did early on. They replicated the signs. In the early stages, that's the point. The early stages, there's an escalation. As it started off, as the ripple started, Moses throws down his staff and becomes a serpent as a sign of God's empowering of him, and the magicians of Pharaoh go and do the same thing. And then Moses, he goes and turns the water into blood, and they go and do the same thing. But then as it starts escalating, as it starts going up, as God starts turning up the volume, pretty soon they get to a place where they can't replicate the signs. They can't do what Moses just did. And to the point where as it keeps escalating, as God keeps turning up the volume, they've got to hide themselves even from Moses, because they're falling victim to the very plagues and to the very things that God is using as signs. And they're not only can they not replicate it, but it's affecting them directly. And they are saying to Pharaoh, this is the hand of God. Now, where are we? Well, we've been in that time of, you know, oh, well, this is what God's doing over here. Well, here, let's match that. We're going to show you this. We're going to discredit. We're going to discount what God has done. Okay. You know in your spirits, worlders, you know in your spirits that God is doing something, but you still discount it. You still turn your back on it. You still have tried to replicate, even knowing that what you're doing is through trickery and through deceit. It's not genuine. It's not real. Okay, get ready for the next level up. Oh, brothers and sisters, as this thing levels up, watch. Watch. We've done everything that we could, and this little tiny podcast out in the middle of nowhere, to quicken you and to give you whatever God's given us to say. And we've made things known that now people are coming back to us on stuff that we published a decade ago. And they're like, it's incredible, the stuff that's going on. If you guys could see the mails that come in. But, you know, do we take some personal credit? No. You know what? Most of it has actually been quite painful to do this. Because you know why? Because we've gotten shot at by so many people over the years for publishing the truth. Just the fact that we're still alive and we're still here, and some of it is now being seen for the truth of what it was, and people are coming back and saying, whoa, this was right. Okay, yeah, you know what? In the old school days, in the olden days, what they would do is they would kill the prophets, they would bury them, and later on things would come fulfilled, and they'd be like, okay. And then they would go and they would like decorate their tombs and have mourning for them and do all of that. But the same people that killed the prophets, Jesus talked about this. You know, that's been our experience, actually, in this life. It's been quite painful. It's been quite damaging to do what we do unto the Lord. And we've had to continue to adapt and remain flexible and flow with what God is doing in order to even survive to be able to give you this. To even be able to publish like this. If you guys knew the stuff we went through, you wouldn't just casually flip these on. You wouldn't just casually just be like, oh, okay, oh, let's just see what they're going to say for today. Now, but you know what? Listen, we love you guys, all right? And we, as much as possible, are trying to, unto the Lord, do that part that He has for us to do. Now, you have a part to play too. And I know this. I know that the majority of you guys that listen in, for whatever reason, you just listen and you're not activated in what God has for you. Maybe it's fear. Maybe, maybe it's a combination of things. I'm not sure. I don't know. That I don't have any idea. But I just know the part that God quickens me with is that there's a bunch of you guys, the majority that listen here, that you got to move in what God is doing right now. Listen, you don't want to miss what God's doing. So you need to speak when God gives you something to speak. You need to move when God gives you something to move. You need to act when God has something for you to act on. You want to flow with Him. You don't want to miss it. I'm serious. You don't want to miss this. He is your hope. No man. He is your leader and your guider. He is the one directing the path and the course and the what your life experience is while you're here in the earth. Trust Him and no other. Look to Him and no other. He's the one that will lead you and guide you into all truth. He is the one that will make the way where there is no way. Is it going to be exciting? Absolutely. Is it going to be, for the world, is terrifying? Oh my gosh, yes. The bulk of the faces that I saw in that vision, I think it said it's 15 years ago or so, but it was some time back. The one about the wave, though, when I had that dream, it was a dream more than anything, but it just stuck with me. But the bulk of the faces were terrified at what they saw coming. Some were delighted, but the bulk of them were terrified. And so now that we're in the middle of the fulfillment of that vision, and as we are moving into that, I expect that. Now, you want to flow with what God's doing. And also realize that there's going to be a limitation of what you can do for others. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be scrambling in these days. But there's a limitation. You need to do what God has for you to do. And if you don't keep your eyes on Christ, if you're not hearing from Him, you're going to be swept up in the madness. You're going to be swept up in all of the deceptions and all of the scramblings. People, listen, even those that think that they're leaders right now are going to collapse and melt down because their things are not going to work. Brothers and sisters, you're getting this early, all right? Early enough, I should say, to adjust. When you listen to falsehoods, it will cloud and pollute your mind and your thinking. When you engage and you open your spirits up to that which is against God and that which is not true and that which is not real, it is going to affect you. It's going to make you doubt the truth when the truth is to be moved on, when the truth is to be lived on and acted on. You don't want that. We can only make certain things known to you right now, but we can't do it for you. You, my brother, you, my sister, you've got to move in the things of God. Now, as we're moving forward, stay in that place. Keep your heart, your focus on Christ. Respond. Listen, for us, part of our response is when God nudges us and says, flip the recorder on, we do that. That's one of my focuses these days, all right? One of my focuses is, all right, I'm on call. I'm on call. Lord God, I'm here. You know, you tell me. But I'm there. So this is part of our assignment. So we do it. Know your assignments. Do your roles. Fulfill the purpose. Flow with God. Remaining flexible and flowing with God is going to be very important. That's why we're like the wind. We go wherever the Spirit leads us. You're going to need to be able to do that. So that's going to also require some adjusting in your life. That's going to require some changes in your life. That's going to require a different focus in your life. So much programming has been just bludgeoned on us from the time that we came into this world. To unlearn that stuff, it's going to be important to do that quickly. You don't need the things the world says you need. What you need, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You need the words that come from the mouth of God. And you can live by His word and His instruction and His truth. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray for them right now, Lord. I pray that you bless them. I pray that you strengthen them. I pray that you encourage them, Father. I pray, the Lord, that even as the world goes into a time of fear and trembling, I pray, Lord, that they will go into a time of joy and delight, knowing that He that began a good work in each and every one of them was going to carry it on to completion, that you're with us, that you're leading us, that you're guiding us, that you have us here in this season for such a time as this, and we can trust you. Thank you, Father. This is the joy of the saints. We love you, Father. Pray, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. Talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.